The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived by train in Russia, where he's due to meet the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Details of the meeting, though, are sketchy. The Kremlin saying the two will meet in the coming days. Fred Weir of the Christian Science Monitor is in Moscow. These are two men, Fred, who like secrecy. But what do we know about the meeting and where and when it will take place?
Well, it's clearly imminent. As you said, Kim Jong-un is inside Russia, and that's a very, very small area on the coast where their borders connect. Putin is already in Vladivostok, where he was participating in an economic forum. So probably today or tomorrow, and they will meet one-on-one, the Russian press says, to talk about areas of mutual interest. But I think we knew this was coming because Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister, went to North Korea a couple of months ago when they had their big anniversary. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was recently, and that was unprecedented for the defense minister to go to an event like that. So we knew something was up.
Yeah, neither man likes to leave home too often. The last time Kim Jong-un was out of North Korea, I think, was 2019. But do we expect that they might make statements on global affairs, condemnation of the West, and maybe commitments to arms from North Korea to Russia and grain and oil from Russia to them?
Well, the Russian media says there will be no press conference. So I don't think we can hold our breaths and wait, even for the condemnations of the West, but those might happen. I think it's probably very likely. But the mutual interest obviously is generated by the Ukraine war. North Korea has a very big military industrial complex, and they make weapons to Soviet standard, like 152 millimeter artillery shells and the type of Grad rockets that Russia probably is a bit hungry for right now. So I'm thinking that probably something like that, sales mm-hmm. of that would be on the agenda. Seems logical. And North Korea needs everything. Russia has got the ability to break it out of its isolation a little bit because, see, even Russia and China do observe the sanctions against North Korea, and they are pretty intense. So Russia being in that state itself could make some allowances for North Korea. And of course, they need food. They need energy. They need all those things that Russia can provide. So I think that the essence of the agenda is clear. I mean, I'm guessing, but I think that's probably it.
And as you say, a lot of secrecy and perhaps the details of what's finally agreed not being published in detail or in full in any way. But would we at the least expect a warm handshake and photo call?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think the Russian media are publishing pictures of his train arriving just across the border now. So I don't think it will be absolute secrecy. I think we'll see pictures and such.
Carefully controlled and choreographed, I'm sure.
Well, no doubt, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fred.
Also.
Yes, go ahead.
There's one more thing which could very well be on the agenda, and that is North Korean labor, which already does play a role in Russia. And the Russians are talking about massive reconstruction in the areas of Ukraine where they've taken over. Okay. It's already underway in Mariupol. So I think that might be a factor to construction labor.
An interesting development. Fred Weir in Moscow, thank you. It's 2 minutes to 9.